The hole in the heart of Reservoir Hill is about to be filled. Officials celebrated today construction of homes in the West Baltimore neighborhood. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports officials are hoping that removing the last vestige of blight on one block of Callow Avenue will lead to improvements in the rest of the neighborhood.
After months of preparation and years of planning, work is underway on the last non-vacant houses in the 2200 block of Callow Avenue. The work began last month. When it's done, the houses will be among the most energy efficient in the city.
From the initial construction and how we are insulating the building, as well as the HVAC system that's going to be used, as well as the appliances that are going to be installed.
Roscoe Johnson is executive director of the Druid Heights Community Development Corporation, the project's developer. Getting someone to invest in the project was not easy, particularly for these homes. They were big and long, more than 3,000 square feet, the size of a single-family home. They were also decayed, with missing windows and roofs that had caved in or were on the verge of it. The cost to renovate each house is $420,000, but they will sell for around $240,000 when they hit the market in November. Johnson said after the news conference the corporation is marketing the homes and that people already are interested in them.
In terms of sales, we have pre-qualified 5 homeowners for the 9 units so far.
Mark Sisman, president of Healthy Neighborhoods, says a combination of government grants and bank loans are helping to keep the price of the houses down.
We want to keep it affordable for a working family. You know, if you're not carrying a lot of debt, you can afford to borrow roughly 3 times what you earn.
For neighborhood leaders, interest in the project on the block is good news, especially considering what the street was like more than a decade ago. Rick Gwynn Allen has been with the Reservoir Hill Improvement Council since 2003.
When I came here, you could drive down Callow. If you drove slow enough, people would come out to try to sell you drugs. And those days are just long gone.
Gwynn Allen, the council's associate director, said announcing the start of construction is the culmination of years of work.
Between Callow and Whitelock Street and the school and North Avenue, and it's just a lot of things coming to fruition.
He said he hopes the work being done on the 2200 block of Callow will attract investment for the blighted properties in the 2300 block.
I think as these houses take shape, you know, maybe we'll do more houses, and maybe other people will just be stimulated enough to do more houses on Callow.
He called it the beginning to the end of blight on Callow Avenue and ultimately Reservoir Hill. I'm Kenneth Burns in West Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find that story and more.